Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is mobbed by supporters as he reaches the halfway mark of his 500-kilometre justice march. Kılıçdaroğlu is the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party. A woman shouts, "We are all with you. We all want justice." 68-year-old Kılıçdaroğlu's dignified and peaceful protest has struck a chord in the country, and he's been dubbed the Turkish Gandhi. There have been threats to kill him by supporters of President Erdogan and occasional attacks on those accompanying him. Someone even dumped animal manure where they were going to camp. But Kılıçdaroğlu continues to preach peaceful resistance.
Our march is growing more fertile and more beautiful every day. As you can see, we also face protests every so often. But our hands have never been raised in anger, and they never will be. On the contrary, after each provocative action, either me or my colleagues or the people we walk with will only get applause from the people. We will continue our walk for justice until Istanbul with laughter, with fun, and with determination. Nobody can prevent us. Bizim adalete olan
tutkumuz. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government initially dismissed the march as nothing more than a joke. But when a growing number of people joined the march, Erdogan's tone became more threatening.
A'dan Z'ye herkes için çalışır.
Wandering around with placards reading justice does not bring justice. If you want to seek justice, then the place in Turkey to find justice is the parliament. It's not right to initiate such a march. If the justice system also invites you to visit a court, don't be surprised.
Bizim buradaki dayanışmamız.
The threat of court is not an empty one. Kılıçdaroğlu, like most opposition lawmakers, has had his immunity lifted. And his justice march was prompted by a 25-year jail sentence handed down to one of his closest allies and parliamentary deputy, Enis Berberoğlu. Over a dozen opposition deputies are currently in jail, along with 60,000 others, under the current emergency rule. But Kılıçdaroğlu has dismissed the threat, declaring the authorities know where to find him. And Erdogan's threat appears to have mobilized support for the march, as this marcher explains.
Bu Cumhuriyet tarihimizin önemli yürüyüşlerinden bir tanesi.
This is one of the most important marches of our republic. With the arrest of Enis Berberoğlu and the fact that more than 150 journalists are in prison, we're facing a reality that breaks, dishonors and undermines our justice system. Kılıçdaroğlu is leading this walk. It makes us happy because it's brought us back to our senses and calmed us. There are no sticks or stones, no guns, just people walking.
Erdogan seemed to realize that threats were counterproductive. He reportedly warned all media owners against reporting on the march. Miraculously, Kılıçdaroğlu has disappeared from TV screens and most newspapers. But social media is alive with videos like this one, and there's even live streaming of the march. Semih Diz is a political columnist with Al Monitor website. He says that after a year of emergency rule and no end in sight to the crackdown, the Justice March has become a vehicle for the growing unease across much of society.
There are lots of angry sectors of Turkish society now. These include people who are nationalists, these include people who are devout, these include people who are secular and who are liberals. So the number of people who want to be part of the march is significant. It seems to be almost a prelude to something else.
The crowds following Kılıçdaroğlu are growing every day and now number in the thousands. And those numbers will be bolstered now that the country's main Kurdish party has announced its supporters will join the march. Some are predicting that there may be a million marchers by the time it reaches Istanbul. Their arrival will coincide with commemorations marking the first anniversary of the attempted coup. President Erdogan has already suggested to his own supporters that the march could be a new coup attempt to unseat him. Tensions are on the rise. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.